Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Looking to get ahead still to Penn State, Idaho, kicking off the 2019 season this Saturday. I'm excited about it. Everybody's excited about it. The offseason goes away, and we are talking real football. We worked our way through. When Penn State has the ball, what do we want to see? Penn State is a 37-point favorite as we sit here today, so we're not really looking at X's and O's as much as we are, you know, all the themes that we've heard about all offseason. Let's see what they do to show up in week one and how they translate moving forward.
I just don't even really care, quite honestly. I just saw that KFC is releasing meatless fried chicken. Well, then it's not fried chicken. Sorry, they just came across my feed. I am a little taken aback by it. As a chicken connoisseur yourself, I figured you should know.
I was forced to become a chicken connoisseur. Let's put it that way.
Meatless fried chicken. Now, nobody should be bringing those to the tailgate lot. Let's just get that out of the way now.
That's true. And what tailgate lot are you referring to, Greg?
I'm going to butcher it. I don't want to butcher it.
The GoPSU.com.
That's it. Yes.
The Lion's Den, yes. Where only meat is allowed.
Right.
I don't think our friend Andrew is going to be cooking up any kind of meatless meat concoction.
No.
From 409 Tailgate Club.
And
we're talking
about
meat only.
Drink blue and light with meatless chicken. So there you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else we need to get plugged here before we keep moving?
Well, check your text messages. Jimmy just sent you a message about the Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
Oh, the meatless. Well, that's not allowed.
It will
either.
Be impossible to see me eating an Impossible Whopper.
We waited all this time for Penn State's opener, and it just shouldn't be ruined by meatless burgers and chicken.
Let's just get that out of the way. Public service announcement.
Yes.
To kick things off.
Because Idaho's offense is just so interesting.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Penn State's defense as far as that goes. Mason Petrino, back at quarterback, pretty ordinary player. 1,933 yards and 15 touchdowns last season. Pretty balanced as far as pass versus run. One of the nation's worst teams when it came to turnover differential last year. That'll be an interesting thing, because you look for a team to go on the road as a big underdog and you want to see them hang around. You can't lose the turnover battle. Penn State probably going to win that one if history's any indication. So it could be a long day for this Idaho Vandals team. From Penn State's defensive that point of view, one of the big things I want to see is, where is the pressure going to come from? I think we've talked about, we've sliced and diced this topic in a number of ways. We've looked at the defensive end rotation. We've wondered if Shaka Toney is truly a three-down player. You know, we know about his explosiveness. I've wondered several times whether Robert Windsor's going to end up winning, leading the team in sacks by the end of the year. I think it's possible. So where's the pressure coming from? Is Micah Parsons going to be unleashed like that? What are they going to show against Idaho that indicates what we're going to see moving forward? But the idea of pressure, how much they get, and where it comes from to just ruin Idaho's day from the jump.
Well, I'm still stuck on the Jason Oway, Shaka Toney. It was Jason Oway and Shaka Toney, right? 14 sacks together?
That was my bold prediction.
Well, I guess that's where the pressure's coming from.
Shaka Toney, 14 sacks between them. Really what that amounts to, by the way, we're circling way back. What that amounts to is one of these guys making good on the offseason hype. If one out of two of them do, they get 14 sacks.
Fair.
I'm confident in that.
No, absolutely. I agree. I look at it like this. You're going to have teams really keen on Etor Gross-Matos, and I think I'm 100% with you. You need to see Shaka Toney become a three-down lineman who can make plays in every situation. I'm most interested in watching the tackles on Saturday, though. I think we can make some assumptions about what Penn State will get from Toney, from possibly Shane Simmons, from Etor Gross-Matos, from Jason Oway. What do they get from Robert Windsor, Antonio Shelton, and PJ Mustipher on game one? You know, I'm trying to pull up the the Idaho roster, but they're being a little bit sneaky in terms of their depth chart. So we can't really get a good feel for exactly how big they're starting off.
Who does that remind you of?
Yeah, really. I don't know why they would do that. But, you know, this is not the world. I mean, they got some big guys on the offensive line, but it's not the world's biggest offensive line. It's certainly not an Ohio State or a Michigan offensive line.
They got some experience back.
They do. Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's a good test in that regard because we need to see those three guys, Mustafer, Windsor, and Shelton, show some. They don't have to go out and have five sacks in the first game, but
maybe combine for 14.
Well, that'd be something. you know, we need to see those guys hold up against the run and be the tone setters in the middle that Penn State needs them to be. And that starts week one, you know.
Yeah.
If they can't do it against Idaho, who will they do it against is the question. So when I am watching the defense play, the ends, of course, will be of interest. But I think the defensive tackles are probably the thing I'm most interested in watching on Saturday.
And I think really from that standpoint, from the offensive standpoint, when you're playing a team that you should blow out and you do blow them out, you want to see them own the trenches. You know, that can be an underlying uneasy feeling if Penn State wins this game, you know, 49-14 or whatever, 49-7, but isn't airtight when it comes to owning the point of attack. Because you know that that's one of the fundamental things that's going to guide you all year. If you can't own the point of attack with this rotation of defensive tackles, then you have some cause for concern, even if the outcome is good. Even if the outcome is good, you can win in a blowout and still get moved off the ball against a team like this.
Right.
You want to see those guys control the point of attack. I think that they can. You know, I made the point not that long ago that they might not be that much worse off without Kevin Givens, because I think the depth is going to be
a little
stronger.
Boy, did you see the
hype
he was getting on
social
media?
That's where I'm going. Yeah. That's where I'm going. He was dominant in that footage from Brian Baldinger from who analyzes the NFL. Kevin Givens has himself a shot to make a career for himself at the next level, but you know, you might have a little bit of a downgrade at that starting position, but I think positions 3, 4, maybe 5 on that defensive tackle rotation will be better and will kind of make up for that. They'll cycle a bunch of those guys in. You want to see him own the point of attack on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of things on this defense that you can single in on and focus on during the game. But, you know, again, what Penn State does at scrimmage on both sides of the ball is going to be what decides this team's story, really. I mean, they can get good play from Sean Clifford, but if the line can't hold up or can't get pressure in the fourth quarter, is it going to make a huge difference? And the answer to that is possibly not. So, you know, I think that, again, they have some darn good players, both guys who were recruited and are now developing and guys that already developed in that defensive line rotation. But we don't know as much about the tackles as we do the ends, and we need to learn a lot about them quickly.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number 3. We're looking ahead to Penn State, Idaho. Wanted to let you know our friends at 409 Tailgate Club are opening a retail outlet, the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. All the great 409 products and other great barbecue products, tailgating games, and a lot more. Also, free barbecue and wine tastings Friday nights before each home game. That's the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. Great 1-2 punch. Friday, barbecue and wine tastings. Then you go to the GoPSURV.com lot. You get the ultimate tailgating experience there. This is just another part of that. You can catch the 409 Tailgate Club guys at the GoPSURV.com lot as well. Great synergy for the tailgater going up to Happy Valley for any home weekend. That's the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. Linebacker rotation, Greg. That's one big thing I wanna know. You know, owning the point of attack is a big deal. Generating pressure off the edge is a big deal. The linebackers will be part of that. But how do you utilize this suddenly outstanding depth at linebacker? And just like Devin Ford, if we see him in the second quarter and Penn State's not blowing out Idaho by then, you can get some kind of sense that Penn State might have some plans for him to burn his redshirt. I would say the same thing about Brandon Smith and or Lance Dixon, but specifically Brandon Smith. Do we see him early in this game? I think that's going to be a clue to figure out what their plans are for him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so you have Brandon Smith and you have Lance Dixon, and those are two guys who are obviously going to see some time this year. James Franklin made a pretty interesting point during his last camp media availability where he said that looking at the redshirt rule, they're going to play some guys. They have up to 4 games, of course, before a guy burns his redshirt by playing in the 5th. They're going to use some guys early on. They're going to save some guys for later in the year. And try and attack it like that. Of course, injuries could change their plan. But I think that with Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon, you're going to see them both on special teams at the very least. I would be surprised if that wasn't the case. So these guys are going to get some energy out early to see what they're like. But yeah, what kind of role can you put those guys in, I think, is a big question that needs to be answered, because Brent Pry has so many horses to work with. You're not just talking about Micah Parsons, Cam Brown, and Jan Johnson as starters. Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luketa have a lot of work to do too.
But, you know, a lot of work to do, but a lot of options and a lot of upside at that position. A lot of different types of players. You got your long linebackers, Cam Brown, Brandon Smith. You got Micah Parsons. You really could be. It starts to sound like hyperbole the more and more you start to say these things. But Micah Parsons and his big step forward, it's anticipated, and I do believe it's going to come. It's going to show up in different ways. You're going to utilize that off-the-charts athleticism more than you did before. Last year, you know, he led the team in tackles, and that's no – you know, that's no small achievement when you only make one start, but he was really just asked to run sideline to sideline, right? You didn't see a whole lot of him being unleashed in different ways. That's going to be a difference. And I suspect, I know it's just Idaho, I know Penn State could be blowing this team out early, but I suspect that you're going to see Micah Parsons used a little bit more aggressively, even in week one. You know, within the pressure a conversation, Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons, one or both of these guys making a splash, I know would make me feel better about that rotation, make me feel right. better about the defense. Have one of these veterans, one of these redshirt juniors start to show up in a big way.
Yeah, I think that definitely you look at those guys, and they're not necessarily going to be leaders for this defense, nor should they be, but they need to be contributors. And there's a lot of that across this defense, quite honestly. A lot of younger guys who are going to be able to see more time this year than they did last year. Maybe not be starters, maybe not be key contributors, but those two guys and a few others fall into that same boat of what can you do now that you have some more experience under your belt.
So Penn State's defense, just a lot of different possibilities all around. That's another one. You know, we talked about Jason Owe for most of the whole spring. Between spring and now, we've talked about, and for good reason, you know, we saw him, Kirk Herbstreit singled him out as somebody who's going to burst onto the scene. I think he's right. But I think Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons are going to have something to say about that. It's not an either-or situation. It's not like you can only have Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons have breakout years and not Jason Owe. There is a possibility of having all three of these guys just be lightning off the edge. And if that's the case, you know, and Micah Parsons is as good as we think he can be, if that defensive tackle rotation is as good as we think it can be, this Penn State defense has a chance to be a dominating unit. It's going to start against this Idaho team. We'll look for some pieces. Obviously, one more piece is that safety rotation. Who starts, how they balance the snaps there.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I think Lamont Wade, your day one starter, but you're going to see a ton of Jonathan Sutherland, who was just recently named a captain, and also Jaquan Brisker as he gets his feet wet more and more at the Big Ten level.
All right, that's our last look ahead for Penn State Idaho. We're going to look ahead to Big Ten wide. Who's playing who, what the big games are this weekend. I'll give you a hint, there's not many.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.